It is 7 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. 7 o'clock on a Monday evening, that means it's time for the Opera Box. Welcome in the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, to prepare you for Halloween, my playlist is filled with operatic ghosts, demons, and witches, such as the Chorus of Ghosts from Berlioz's Lélio. Hear hair-raising scenes by Tomas Verdi Weber and more. Keep the lights on and join me here in the Opera Box. Thank you. the chorus of the Jealous Dead from Berlioz's Lelio. Strictly speaking, Lelio isn't an opera. It's another of Berlioz's unclassifiable dramatic works. But in that recording, we heard Jean Martineau conduct the Orchestre National of Paris and the chorus of the French radio and television. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're in the Opera Box at KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist, a hair-raising playlist of ghosts and demons and witches in honor of Halloween later this month. Of course, we are right in the middle of our fall membership drive here at KGNU, and we want to remind everyone that your support makes it possible for KGNU to connect our communities across the Front Range with an exploration of local and global musical artists from all genres. You can start your membership with KGNU for as little as $5 a month or $60 a year. Solar members, that's S-O-L-R, that's supporters of local radio. You can add some love to KGNU, increasing your monthly contributions. You can connect now by going to kgnu.org and become a new member right now. Support the mission of KGNU, the mission of Boulder. Last week, as part of my Prima Donna program, we heard Marietta, the young ballerina. You may recall that she looks just like the recently deceased wife of the grieving widower, Paul. Well, in Act One, Paul invited Marietta to his home. He saw her at the theater. When she arrives, she charms him with song and dances flirtatiously. He behaves anxiously, and she can tell he's infatuated with her. Soon, she becomes bored, so she tells him she must go to rehearsal, and impetuously she leaves him, awestruck. The moment she is gone, the jealous ghost of Paul's dead wife appears, admonishing him, "Do not forget me." In the city of Bruges, Paul has met a young dancer who looks just like his recently deceased wife. And after the young woman visits him, he sinks exhausted into a chair, and the jealous ghost of his wife appears to him, accusing him of forgetting her. From the first act of Die Tote Stadt, The Dead City, music of Eric Wolfgang Korngold, we heard Carol Neblett as Marie and René Kolo as Paul. Eric Leinsdorf conducted the Bavarian Radio Orchestra. It's 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU, and we're in the middle of our fall membership drive. We've got a goal here of $120. For the Opera Box program. Call in. You can renew your membership or you can begin a new membership. You can become a Solar member. That's a supporter of local radio with a monthly contribution to KGNU. You can become a member with as little as $5 a month. And your support makes it possible for KGNU to connect our communities across the Front Range with an exploration of local and global music artists from all genres, in particular, many underrepresented genres and content. Where else can you go for these kinds of programs of music, news, and dialogue? Think about that and give us a call at 303-449-4885 or donate online at kgnu.org. We want to say thank you to all of the supporters and members who have called in today. And in particular, we want to thank Claire from Lakewood. She loves the station, loves the insights. Also, we want to say thank you to Harper Gunn from Boulder, who says, as queer people, we're so grateful to have Outsources and KGNU. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Underrepresented dialogue, news, music, content. Your support keeps that possible. We want to say thank you to all of our donors and member listeners. Well, tonight I've got a playlist of operatic ghosts and demons to prepare us for Halloween. Some of the most famous ghosts and witches are found in Shakespeare, and I've got two of them for us. One is from Shakespeare's most famous play, Hamlet, as interpreted by the French composer Ambroise Thomas. Hamlet's father has died under mysterious circumstances, and Hamlet's uncle has married Hamlet's mother to become king of Denmark. Hamlet's friends have seen his father's ghost beckoning them during the night watch. Hamlet goes to the ramparts the next evening, and when the clock strikes 12, the ghost appears to him. It describes to Hamlet how he was murdered by his own brother, and he makes Hamlet swear to avenge his death but to spare his mother Gertrude. Hamlet is very moved, and in a stirring conclusion, he vows to avenge the murder. Hamlet swears to the ghost of his father to avenge his murder. The ghost scene from Act One of Hamlet by Amboise Thomas. We heard Thomas Hampson as Hamlet, Samuel Raimi as the ghost of Claudius. Antonio de Almeida conducted the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And here we are, 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist of operatic ghosts and demons to get us all ready for Halloween later this month. Be sure to stay with me after the Opera Box. I'll be your host from 8 to 10 p.m. with a Classic Monday as well, continuing my series of program music playlists. Tonight's theme, autumn. Well, we are in the midst of our fall membership drive, and we want to thank Amy, who called in from Boulder, Colorado, pledging her membership to KGNU. She says, Boulder has the reputation for being a place to develop your body and your mind. KGNU is a community resource to help people reach that goal. It's true. We want to say thank you to Amy. KGNU is a community resource. It is for the community and it is from the community. You can become a member for as little as $5 a month or $60 a year. You can become a supporter of local radio as a solar member. Go online, pledge your monthly contribution to KGNU. Your support makes it possible for KGNU to continue its mission to connect the communities across the Front Range, giving access to local and global music, artists, news, and dialogue. Well, another of Shakespeare's famous witch scenes is in his play Macbeth. And this is interpreted by Giuseppe Verdi in his opera of the same title. You're probably familiar with the story of Macbeth and his overly ambitious wife and how they murdered innocent rivals so Macbeth may become king of Scotland. Well, in Act Two of the opera, Macbeth was visited by the ghost of his friend Banquo, whom Macbeth murdered. In Act Three, Macbeth goes to the witch's cave. They predicted his becoming king in Act One. Well, in Act Three, the witches gather round a cauldron in their dark cave, conjuring three apparitions for him. The first advises him to beware of Macduff. The second apparition tells him that he cannot be harmed by any man born of woman. And the third says he cannot be conquered until Birnam Wood marches against him. They then let Macbeth see the spirits of eight future kings of Scotland, descendants of Banquo, whose son is still a threat to Macbeth's throne. Although anxious, Macbeth remains confident in his ability to assert his power.
In cappelli, silenti m'attendete. Che fate voi, misteriose donne?
Un'ombra senza nome.
Per quest'opera infernale io vi scongiuro, ch'io sappia il mio destino, e che l'Eterno dovesse rinnovare l'antica guerra.
Pur se del futuro mi
Thank you.
fantasia che manco a me rammenti la tua corona e folgore gli occhi mi fai roventi via spaventosa immagine che il grin di vento hai cinto ed altri ancor ne sorgo un terzo un quarto un quinto
The Witch Scene from Act 3 of Macbeth by Giuseppe Verdi. We heard Giuseppe Altomare as Macbeth. Danielle Caligari conducted the Marchigiano Philharmonic Orchestra and Lyric Chorus. 18 minutes before 8 o'clock, you're in the Opera Box at KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a program of ghosts and demons to prepare us for upcoming Halloween. Of course, we're in the middle of our membership drive. We're about halfway to our show's goal this evening. You can help us reach that goal by going to kgnu.org, pledging your membership, either renewing or upgrading your solar membership, or becoming a new member for KGNU. Support the mission of community radio. And support the underrepresented news, dialogue, and music that KGNU brings to you here in Boulder as part of Boulder, the city known for, as Amy said, people who like to develop their body and their mind.
Not finding anything for the city, no.
I'm going to conclude with a truly spooky, what I consider to be the truly spookiest scene in all of opera, what was written 200 years ago. It's the Wolf's Glen scene from Der Freischütz by Carl Maria von Weber. Freischütz means free shooter, someone who can will bullets to go wherever they want them to. And the story is about a battle between good and evil. Now, Max is a marksman who's going to compete in a hunting contest, and if he wins, he'll be allowed to marry his sweetheart, Agata. Max the tenor has agreed to go to the Wolf's Glen at midnight to meet Kaspar, because Kaspar knows how to make free bullets for Max, so Max can win the contest. What Max does not know is it will cost him his soul. Kaspar, the baritone, is in league with the devil, who appears as Samuel, the wild huntsman. In a ghostly woodland glen, an owl perches in a gnarled tree, silhouetted against the moon. Cadaverous-looking creatures creep among the rocks. Crows sit on decaying trees. Clouds race violently across a stormy sky. And amid this ominous scene, Kaspar is laying a circle of stones around a human skull. He has a small fire and cauldron with a mold for making bullets. The unearthly voices of invisible spirits chant about blood and sacrifice. When a distant clock strikes 12, Samuel appears, barely visible in the shadows. Kaspar begins a strange ritual, thrusting a hunting knife into the skull, raising it while repeating Samuel's name 3 times. They will make 7 bullets. 6 will go where Max wants them to. But unknown to the terrified Max, the 7th will go where Samuel wills it to go. Max and Kaspar huddle around the fire as Kaspar puts ingredients into the cauldron. Lead, mercury, broken glass from a church window, right eye of Hoopoe, left eye of Lynx. He whispers a spell as he mixes the ingredients and the pot begins to glow. He then pours the molten ingredients into the mold. After the first one hardens, Kaspar drops it into a pan, uttering Samuel's name. Then begins to count, yelling, "Eins! One!" His voice echoing throughout the glen. As he counts each bullet, crows swarm, clouds sweep across the moon. Invisible galloping can be heard. With each bullet, the storm builds in intensity, and it's more and more violent, so that eventually, at the 7th bullet, they're both blown to the ground. Max himself calls out to Samuel, and Samuel replies in his icy voice, "Here I am." Max falls to the ground, and Samuel disappears. Suddenly, all is calm and quiet. The distant clock strikes 1. As Max staggers to his feet.
sie abgelaufen ist.
Morgen!
Verlängere sie noch einmal mir.
Nein!
Ich bringe euer Opfer dir.
Hilfe!
Mein Tag ist selbst gebahrt. Hier, dir noch nie dein gutes Reich betrat.
Was sein Begehr?
Frei fügen sie uns auf die nach Hoffnung Wort.
Sechs treffen, sieben treffen.
Die siebente Zeit aus seinem Ohr. Lenk sie nach einem Blatt, dies wird in der Verzweiflung hin und entfernt.
Noch hab ich keinen Teil an ihr.
Genügt er dir allein?
Was findet sich?
Doch schenkst du Frist und wieder auf drei Jahr. Bring ich sie dir zur Leute da.
Es sei ein gekommener Herr. Morgen, er oder du.
Trefflich bedient. Gesegne Samir. Er hat mir warm gemacht. Aber wo bleibt Max? Sollte er wortbrüchig werden? Samir, hilf!
Kommst du endlich, Kamerad? Ist das auch recht, mich so allein zu lassen? Siehst du nicht, wie mir sauer wird?
Ich schoss den Adler aus hoher Luft. Ich kann nicht rückwärts.
Mein Schicksal. Die Zeit eilt.
Ich kann nicht hinab.
Hasenherz, klimmst ja sonst wie eine Gänse.
Sieh dorthin, sieh.
Was dort
damit du die Folgen deiner feigen Torheit erkennst.
Agathe, sie springen in den Fluss. Hinab, hinab, ich muss.
Hier bin ich. Was habe ich zu tun?
Zuerst trink einmal. Die Nachtluft ist kühl und feucht. Was du auch hören und sehen magst, verhalte dich ruhig. Käme vielleicht ein Unbekannter, uns zu helfen. Was kümmert's dich?
Wie wird das enden?
Nicht ohne Widerstand schenken verborgene Naturen den Sterblichen ihre Schätze. Nur wenn du mich selbst in Not siehst, dann komm mir zu Hilfe und rufe, was ich rufen werde. Sonst sind wir beide verloren. Die Augenblicke sind kostbar. Merk auf, damit du die Kunst lernst. Hier erst das Blei. Etwas gestoßenes Glas von zerbrochenen Kirchenfenstern. Das findet sich. Etwas Quecksilber. Drei Kugeln, die schon einmal getroffen. Das rechte Auge eines Wiederhopfs. Das linke eines Luchses. Probatum est. Und nun den Kugelsegen. Schütze, der im Dunkeln wacht. Samuel, Samuel, hab Acht. Steh mir bei in dieser Nacht, bis der Zauber ist vollbracht. Salbe mir so Kraut als Blei. Segne es 7, 9 und 3, dass die Kugel tüchtig sei. Samuel! Samuel! Herbei!
Zwei!
Thank you.
The Wolf's Glen scene from Der Freischütz, The Free Shooter, music of Carl Maria von Weber. In that recording, we heard Peter Schreier as Max, Theo Adam Baritone as Kaspar, Gerard Paul was the spoken voice of Samuel, Carlos Kleiber conducted the Dresden State Orchestra. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadell. I think you're ready now for Halloween. I do want to thank you for joining me, and I want to thank all of our supporters, member listeners who called in or who have been calling in this week as part of our membership drive. We definitely want to thank you for your support of community radio. It's 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for a Classic Monday.
Support comes from Emporium Presents, featuring flamenco guitarist Jesse Cook at the Paramount Theater on November 6th. Tickets and info available at altitudetickets.com and the Pepsi Center box office.
Support comes from Destination Freedom, a drama series presenting Enrique's Journey Part 2, based on the novel by Sonia Nazario with musical guests Los Mocochetes, taking place November 12th, live from the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder. Tickets and information available at thedairy.org.